Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with former Kansas City and now Brooklyn-based jazz saxophonist, composer, and producer Matt Carrillo. He's back in town to play at the very busy and notable Take 5 Coffee Bar with his jazzy, soulful sensibilities. We caught up before the show and talked to him about his life and music, how he made his way to the Big Apple, thoughts on Kansas City, and much, much more. Dig it, my friends.
So let me just go ahead and start out and ask you, first of all, just give me kind of your synopsis, your where you were born and raised and your time in Kansas City.
Was born in Overland Park in 86. I grew up in Shawnee. I went to Shawnee Mission North. Went to college at UMKC for a little bit. Lived in Kansas City a total of 24 years. What was the other part of the question?
that was it. You gave me and okay. Then just a little bit about your time about like playing in Kansas City and then before you went on to New York.
I had a lot of musician friends my age. I came up with a crop of people just like me, just, you know, playing instruments that love jazz, and we were in a band together. I played with them a lot. I met Everett Devan, the organ player, through Matt Hopper, the guitar player, and became his tenor saxophonist for about 10 years, and when I lived here. And I played with a lot of people.
Right on.
But mainly I'd say Everett, and I had some friends like get here later on, like right before the time I left, like Michael Simmons, bass player. I used to play with him at YJ's a lot. Feel like I'm sure I'm leaving a lot of people out, but I played a lot of music when I was living here.
and you've been in New York City for 5 years now. What has that been like, and was that always a dream for you to get up there?
Yes, as a musician from the town, I mean, from, you know, the Midwest, it's always like the big, the pipe dream, like to move to New York and be an artist and, you know, support myself, but that was always, it was always in my head. Since I've been living up there, I went up there to do this specific thing, which is like I wanted to be in the jazz realm. And it's 5 years, it's just, I wouldn't say, it is pretty, very different where I'm at now. I'm getting into more of a producing kind of standpoint now a little bit. I don't know. I do a lot more things now than just play saxophone. I play keys and I sing. I do a lot of studio work. I write and arrange and I produce other people. And I don't know. I'm really like, just that term artist, I'm kind of just, you know, taking full advantage of every kind of definition that means, I guess.
Right on. So you're back in Kansas City. You're going to play this Friday at Take 5. Talk to me a little bit about the upcoming gig, and talk to me a little bit about what it's like to be back here in Kansas City.
This week, I've actually brought a really good friend of mine to town with me. He can play anything with keys. He's a B3 organist and a keyboardist, and he sings too. And a very good friend of mine. They have a few projects together in New York, and he's a he's here in Kansas City this week. His first time, he's having a blast. We're going to do some of the things that he does, which is, he went to school in New Orleans, and he has a lot of that Professor Longhair, James Booker bag together. So we're going to do a little bit of that. And I don't know, we're going to be, or he's actually going to be walking bass. Is doing that organ thing, so we're definitely gonna touch on some organ staples, and we're gonna do some original music too of mine. He's gonna sing, I'm gonna sing, we're gonna do some covers, and we're gonna have ourselves a good time.
very cool. Let's say we hook up here, and 10 years from now,
What are you going to want to tell me happened over these last 10 years? What are you seeing for the future for you?
You know, hopefully I have a few albums of my own under my belt, or I'm, I'm playing sax and keys and, you know, singing and doing a bunch of stuff. Hopefully I have helped produce other people's albums. I'd like my name to be on other people's things just as, you know, either an arranger or a songwriter, or, you know, I just like to, you know, I'm trying to realize my dreams and help people, you know, realize their musical dreams too. Other than that, I really don't know. Maybe
right on.
I was living in a different country and
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. One final question to kind of wrap everything up, being back in Kansas City and coming down here from New York, from your new home. Talk to me about what is your favorite thing about Kansas City now that you're back and you've had some time to think and breathe on it. What do you like best about here?
New York is very, very fast-paced. Everyone is very aggressive. And everybody's nice, but it's a different thing. I really love it up there. It's become another home of mine, but every so often I need a break and I need to come back to the slowed pace of the city. I don't know, I really like coming back and just hanging out at my favorite restaurants and bars and just having a beer and talking with my friends. I don't know. And seeing my entire family lives here too. And that's probably the biggest reason I come back, you know, just I got to hang out with them. But, you know, at the same time, like, I should make some money too. Let me book some gigs. Let me play some music with my friends. I'm like, there's so many things about this town. And the food, absolutely.
Yeah.
The barbecue. I got Judd a lot of barbecue already.
That's good, man. That's good. Clean living, all that's good, man. Man, hey, Matt, thanks again. Good luck with your gig, and take it easy. Good luck in the future, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to yet another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over America giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Matt for his music, story, and coming back to KC. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino on the iTunes Store or visit theneonjazz.blogspot.com for all things Neon Jazz. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.